Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Sometimes reaching your healthy, active goals can be like climbing a tall mountain. But making progress simply starts with one step. Invite one friend to play a game. Break into a spontaneous dance party once in a while. Learn a cool new activity and practice it to get better. One new move a week is all it takes, and soon you'll come out on top. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Your cattle market continued to rally while hogs continued to sell off. And we had the June live cattle up 12 at 135.32, kind of staying here in a holding pattern over the last couple of weeks, really since the beginning of March on the June live cattle. But we're 135.32. The next month out, the August up 27 at 137.32. October's up 47 at 144.52. Earlier in the session, there was some 141 bid by a major packer, so that was a little bit enough to kind of keep that strength there. Feeder cattle were stronger, kind of surprised in that today. The May feeders were up 97 at 162.40. August up 220 at 176.27. That's about a three-day rally here and about $8 on the August feeder cattle. So a lot of strength there, and they got stronger. One reason why the grain sold off throughout the day, but feeder cattle just kept marching higher. Really, really good rally there for them. September's 178.35, 167 higher. November's 181.30 here, up 75. So we're across the board. Hogs, on the other hand, were down 227 in the June's at 102.20. And they have really sold off, over $20 off their highs from the end of March. A really big move there for the hog complex.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Maybe it's black coffee, coffee with cream, a cup of Joe, tumbler of Joe, but just give me the whole pot of Joe. What gets the early percolating isn't the same for any two cotton growers or any two cotton seeds. That's why Stoneville has a variety to thrive in every kind of early. In these parts, try Stoneville 4993 B3XF. It gets out of the ground faster with a strong early stand for a finish you'll love. Find your best variety with the selector tool at Stoneville.com. Stoneville from BASF. Own the early. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, the grain futures market under pressure really everywhere. The corn was down anywhere from 7 to 12 cents. December corn at 735 and a quarter down 7 cents. Been on a long-term uptrend. We're just now kind of toying with the 20-day moving average here. If we can close below it, it was 733.5. If we close below it, maybe that'll bring in some additional corn selling. The cattle feeder would be happy, but, of course, the grain farmer not so happy. Beans down anywhere from 10 to 15 cents. November new crop down 12 and a quarter at 14.78. Kansas City wheat down 2 to 5 cents with July at 10.92 and 3 quarters down 5 and a quarter. If you look at the seasonal tendency from this time really through harvest, we didn't have a late freeze. We do have the drought, which is a major problem. But typically, the markets get weaker out through July, and it's setting up technically right now to sell off some. So we'll see if there is some follow through. But right now, it looks like the long term, you know, the seasonality of it is kind of holding true. May still go higher, but we know that over history, if you go back and look 20 years or something, the average is for the market to sell off. Now, the cotton futures today were down a penny at 126.18 in December. And tomorrow, the Federal Reserve will release their latest interest rate decision.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.